WHLM.
Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
A 5'10", 225-pound sophomore from Barnegat, New Jersey, Jarrett Pidgeon played in 10 games last season, but this is his first season as a full-time starter. Coming into today's game, he was second on the team in tackles with 54, including 12 tackles for loss. He has a sack and an interception and was named the PSAC's Eastern Division Defensive Player of the Week for his 10-tackle effort against Shippensburg. Pidgeon is filling some big shoes this season. In 2009, starting middle linebacker Anthony Smith in his last season with the Huskies was the PSAC's Defensive Player of the Year. Did Jarrett feel any extra pressure replacing Smith?
Not really. I just had to step in, do my job. I knew I couldn't fill too big of shoes. I mean, it were pretty big shoes to fill. But, I'm just doing my job, trying to do the best I could for my team, and so far it's working out, so.
From that middle linebacker position, what do you consider your biggest responsibility?
Pretty much calling the plays, doing my job, filling holes where needed, dropping the coverage where needed, just doing my job, play in and play out.
I imagine it gives you some comfort to have Thomas McFarland on one side of you and Mike Barinavage on the other, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Two of my best friends, and they definitely have my back on and off the field.
Well, last year, we mentioned Anthony Smith. He was a real impact player. Justin Presley led the league in sacks. And, you know, you just look on the surface, it looked like there might be a drop-off this year. And yet there hasn't. The numbers, the stats are almost identical to a year ago. That might be surprising to an outsider. Is it to you?
Not really. I mean, year in, year out, we got the guys behind the big-time players. Like, next year, I'm sure we'll be fine. We just got to fill in and rebuild and reload. I mean, we don't look back. You know what I mean? It's only looking forward, so just got to step in, do your job, and the stats and stuff will come.
I understand you played for your dad, who coached you at Southern Regional High in New Jersey. I guess playing for your dad can be kind of a mixed blessing. It can be good and bad. How was the experience for you?
As I was younger, definitely was tough. But as I grew older, grew into a bigger role with the team, obviously it was tough with my dad. I mean, we brought practice home to the dinner table a few times, and my mom really didn't like it that much. But, I really enjoyed it, and it was an opportunity not many people got to have. And I really look back on it as a blessing right now.
What was your role on that team?
I was running back and linebacker. I mean, I played both ways. I mean, just did the most I could. I mean, my senior year, we didn't have that good of a year because we had a drop-off and guys. But, you know, it was good. So, I mean, I did the best I could for him, but now I'm here. So.
Now, after that, you went to a Valley Forge Military Academy. What did that experience do for you?
That was an opportunity not many people could say. I know Michael had it, Barinavage. But it was tough. Real tough at times, but, you know, if you love the game that much where you want to redo another year of high school to play the game and get to a bigger place like this, like Bloomsburg, to redo my grades, it was a humbling experience, but you got through it, and it makes you the person you are today.
Was it run just like a military, up early, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Early shine. I mean, you have to have your stuff together there. You're not really going to survive too much.
Well, after that, you had a decision to make on college. Why Bloomsburg University?
You know, Coach Dare came in. I mean, the grades were always a big part, but I was looking at some D1AA schools, and when Coach Dare said we could definitely beat some of those teams that I put out on the table, I was like, you know what, this place might be the place for me with this guy, the way he's talking to me like that. So I came here. That was the best decision I made.
This has been a pretty amazing season. After that opening loss at Ashland and the three losses to end last season and all the problems in the preseason, it looked like this might be a difficult season. It's been pretty remarkable, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, after that loss, we knew we had to stick together. It was tough. I'm not going to say that we didn't look around and say, hey, we might struggle this year. But, you know, it's amazing what can happen when you guys stick together and everyone works as hard as they did. And now we're at to the place we're at. And there's no looking back. It's only to the future now.
Bloomsburg University's starting middle linebacker, Jarrett Pidgeon, in the Husky Spotlight.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.